folks, it's Audacity and Loving Life, and I'm your host, Sean Matos. I'm driving home from Atlantic City, the city that never sleeps, and there's a bunch of creeps in that city. I tell you, it's so creepy anymore, I tell you. But anyway, we had a fantastic time. Dan, of course, didn't have as good as a time as the rest of us. Dan drank, I told him he should eat something, and as soon as he got there, he drank a couple beers, guzzled them down, and then he filled his flask up with fucking gin and brought the rest of that bottle, and then he brought Everclear, and he drank, like a half a bottle of fucking Everclear on top of that, and didn't eat. And then he started fucking feeling drunk and shit and everything. And, I had to babysit his ass. I told him, I said, look, I'm too old to babysit people. I don't fucking babysit people anymore. But I have to remember, too, that he is 26 and not older. And that he is going to go through things that I went through at 26. And one of them is drinking too much and thinking you're going to be okay to handle it on an empty stomach and shit. So, I had to go down. He wanted to go have a cigarette in the casino floor. And so I had to bring him down there. And then he said he would find his way back. And he couldn't. And he texted me. He was slumped over at a fucking slot machine. So... I'm gonna be honest, I was pretty pissed off with him, because I was like, I'm having a good time, I don't like babysitting people, those days are over, and when you've had a relationship with an alcoholic and everything, and you're not having a good time, because you're constantly looking out for them, and, I just hate that, if I'm with somebody in a relationship, and it's somebody that, once in a while they'll tie one on, obviously I'm gonna, sit there next to the toilet with her and hold her hair back and caress her and, whatever I need to do to make her feel better or whatever, But Dan is not getting that kind of treatment from me. But anyway, no. So I went downstairs because he texted me telling me, I know you don't like babysitting people, but can you come get me? I'm at a slot machine. So I came down there and I got him and I brought him up to the room and I said, dude, so he's like, he was all over the place in the hallway. I was thinking if he falls, there's no way I can pick his ass up, So he went and he laid in bed and he grabbed the bucket and he just laid in bed with his head in the bucket and he threw up a little bit and then he passed the fuck out, So I went back. And I was a little worried about him laying down and vomiting, because if you get it in your lungs, it can kill you, there's no way of pumping your lungs out of vomit, you can literally choke to death. So I was a little worried. I kept coming back and checking up on him, and I was able to get my room moved. I upgraded the room and got it moved up the hall from everybody else, because we all moved, actually. Apparently, North Tower is the tower you want to be in. One of those towers, but never West Tower, because it's a riffraff tower. And that's the room I originally had, and I was like, okay, what the fuck is this shit? I feel like I'm at Bally's again, But actually, Bally's room was good. It was the hallways. And the room was okay. It was just, I didn't get a good vibe in the room, and stuff. So I didn't feel comfortable, and then when I went and seen Trent and Kelly, and they had to upgrade the room. They had to be moved twice because they had hot water issues, which I had no hot water at all in the room, and in the one that North Tower where I transferred to and upgraded to. So I was kind of pissed about that. I mean, I do my cold shower thing, but not as much as I used to, but I still do it. And why are we in a funeral procession going home? I don't really get this. Like, we're all going 20 miles an hour. Who's in front of us that we're doing this shit? I don't know. I know who's in front of you. I am. I mean, this is some fucking bullshit. Goodbye, people. So, anyway, I wasn't real happy when I tried to take a shower and I got shot with cold water. I take a hot shower and then I shoot cold, you know, I do the cold shot on me and everything, but yeah, I wasn't feeling it this morning. It was like, what the fuck? But, I warned Dan too. I was like, Dan, I don't think we get any hot water or whatever, but he said it was okay when we did or whatever. But, anyway, so, I got my room moved. Everybody pretty much got their rooms moved. But West Tower, FYI, don't get in West Tower. That's the Riff Raff Tower. If you're going to go anywhere but the West Tower for Tropicana. I'm really kind of like, I used to work at Tropicana, and I can't believe how they have these casino hotels. They really haven't taken care of them like they used to. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just, it's disappointing because I like, when I spend my money, I want to have a nice room, you know, I want that. I'm thinking we should just go out to the Poconos and fucking, like, go to one of resort places out there and hang out and shit, I don't know, but, or find some other place that we can go besides Atlantic City, but we still had a good time. We went out dancing Boogie Nights, Tango, you know, Trent and Ernie and all of them, they had these old ladies jamming with them, and, you know. I was like, this is fucking, I'm loving this. This is awesome, you know. But, I'm going to say, yeah, so, I babysitted fucking Dan for a little bit. And, I was worried about him. But typically, I just, you know, it unnerves me to have to take care of other adults, you know. Because I had to take care of adults when I was a kid. And, you know, I just am over it. I'm absolutely over it. And then with the alcoholic girlfriend and, you know, I'm just over it. I'm over babysitting people that are adults that's supposed to be, you know, old enough and smart enough to know better and stuff. But, you know, I have to remember, too, that he's a kid and I was 26 once. And, you know, I know how it was, you know, to want to test your limits with shit, you know. But there was a few funny scenes, like Trent. We were in Tango dancing and stuff, and we were leaving to go to Boogie Nights. And there was a guy that had his little dachshund dog there. And so Trent went to let the dog, I guess, and this is the after story. I did not know this at the time. All I knew is that I saw the dog barking in an agitated state at Trent and the guy, you know, his master or whatever, his, you know, daddy. So here I am. I'm like, it's okay, baby. It's okay. It's all right. You know, and I'm petting the dog and calming it down and everything. And, you know, and I find out that the reason why Trent and that guy were at each other was because Trent tried to pet the dog in here the whole time. They're fighting about petting the dog. I was petting the dog. So I thought that was fucking hilarious. And then Trent wanted to go back, and I'm going to fucking kill you, motherfucker. Get in my fucking face. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, I couldn't hear what was going on. You know, and it was a fight about petting the dog. The guy didn't want nobody petting the dog. And I'm over here, baby, it's okay. It's okay. Calm down, honey. You're all right. You're okay. You know. So Dan and I were laughing about that, you know, because he finally, when I went back to the room to go to sleep, he woke up, so we talked, and then, no, I went back to the room to go to sleep, and I lay down for a little bit, and I was just reading shit, you know, on the internet, and I got a text from Kelly that says, we're all back at the room, and there was so much, like I said, there's so much fucking food, you can't eat it. So there was a whole fucking tray of Jersey Jerry's, a whole tray of fucking rice and beans, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of motherfucking food there. And she goes, if you feel like eating something, some more, you know, come on over. And I thought, well, maybe if I eat more, Like, if I eat a little, just like a sandwich, you know, then I'll feel a little better and have a little bit of Sprite or something like that. Then maybe I'll feel better, be better for me. So we went, and, you know, I went in my pajamas, my little Hawaiian fucking t-shirt, my Hawaiian shorts and shit. And everybody looked at me, look at Sean wear her fucking pajamas. and it was cool, because, you know, like, Amadeus was sitting on the floor. and, you know, we were just like, it was just a chill time. We were all, like, in the chill zone, you know. But when I went back to the room, you know, I started not feeling good and shit. And I was like, motherfucker. Like, are you kidding me? I almost threw up. Like, I threw up in my fucking mouth, basically. And I was like, oh, man, my stomach is so sensitive, it's not even funny, you know. So I ended up throwing my fucking guts up. And I felt better after that, but when I came out of the bathroom, Dan was up, and, you know, we were shooting the shit. I said, dude, you were throwing up in a bucket, and I was throwing up in, you know. So I said, we're fucking even now, or whatever, you know. So I told him about, you know, how the night went and everything like that, and we were shooting the shit. And I was telling him about the whole dog incident, where I find out after the fact that the guy didn't want anybody petting his dog, and him and Trent were about to fucking go fist the cuffs and shit over it, you know. And then, you know, kind of made fun of him and his, I couldn't drink anything, and, you know, and then what a lightweight he was after all. Now, actually, look, you drink Everclear and shit like that, and gin, and, you know, and then you're drinking on an empty stomach, you know. Yeah, come on, you know, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I'm just glad he didn't throw up all over the bed sheets and all over himself. And he was, you know, he basically was smart enough to hug a bucket and just say, fuck it, let me just do this and be done with it, you know. So, and then we had breakfast this morning, and quite frankly, it was shit. The place is called Wild Honey, and, you know, I was like, oh, this is interesting, even though there's hardly anybody here. And I know Gilcrest is good, but they're not there anymore. You have to get in your car to drive to them. And I'm like, well, I guess this is near the parking garage, fuck it, let's just eat here, and then we can get on the road, you know. And, he's way behind me, in another country, going to my house. I'm like, dude, I'll just meet you there, because there's no way I'm waiting for anybody. Yeah. So, I could be unpacked and take a nap by the time I think he gets to my house, I don't know. But, oh, boy. I forget what I was talking about. But anyway, yeah, that Wild Honey shit. Holy fuck. The wind just blew me off the roof, right? The Wild Honey place, don't eat me there. It's fucking shit. It really is. Like, we had steak and eggs, and the fucking steak was, like, maybe a 6 ounce, if that. It wasn't even a 6 ounce. Like, you get a bigger one at fucking Texas Roadhouse for $9.99 or $10.99. Yeah, it was shit. It was shit, like tater tots for breakfast. I don't eat tater tots for breakfast, man. I like potatoes, man. I'm not a tater tot lover. I'll eat them, like, if you put cheese on them or whatever, you know. But for real, tater tots are just fucking, you know, they're kid food, man. Like, I really, you know, I'll eat them, but I'm not, you know. When I want a breakfast, I want real potatoes, you know. They give you a fucking, one slice of fucking toast cut in half. A miniature fucking sirloin steak that was chewy, you know, and I was like, what is this shit, you know, but hey, at the end of the day, when you're hungry and you're hungover and you're like, you know, you just want to get on the road, you know, you eat, you know, you carpet munch on fucking shit, you know, so we just ate it, you know, and then Dan bought me a couple hats. I think I'm just going to keep the one hat and give him the other one, because I have enough hats. I'll give him the other one, the camouflage one. He can have that if he wants, you know. He paid for him, so what the fuck. And I can't wait to get the fuck home. Literally, I can't see straight because my eyes are so blurry, you know, from the... I think it's just from the alcohol, too much sugar, you know, and and I have high blood pressure, so I guess, you know, my eye vision is blurry. Plus, I was, you know, I was the video picture taker for the night, like I usually am and stuff, and then I was reading internet articles, you know, because I have to read, you know. And then I got hooked up on these smut Facebook pages. Yeah, baby. So I might have to join the smut book club. I don't know, you know. I might meet the love of my life in a smut book club somewhere. It'd be a real interesting relationship, to say the least, you know. But, I gotta work tomorrow. I think I'm filing tomorrow. I don't know. I gotta look at my schedule, but I was hoping I'd have one more day, you know. But I'm gonna, like I was telling Dan, I think I have some things that I had planned today, after the fact. But I think I'm just gonna fucking, like, I feel like I just wanna vegetate at home, take a nice hot shower, you know, unpack my shit, and, you know, chill with the dogs, man. Like, do a cuddle fest with the dogs and watch some fucking Netflix series or movies or whatever the case may be, and pass out, wake up, pass out, wake up, eat, pass out, take a shit, take a shower, pass out, wake up, you know. That's it. That's going to be my life today, I think. Watch me be out and about. I know me. I'll get home and be like, yeah, that was the plan, but let me go do this instead. But anyway, all right, I'll talk to you guys later, but happy birthday, Gary, Ernie, Trent, Chris. That's another thing. My cousin, you know, he gives me a hug and he's like rubbing on my back and my shoulder. He goes, you know, I love you. I love you, Sean. I love you. But sometimes I want to kill you because you piss me off. And I said, wait, oh, you want to kill me because I fucking have boundaries. And those boundaries are, do not falsely accuse me of talking to your women or wanting to be with them or any of that or texting them or any of that when that did not happen. Because you had your wife cheat on you with, like, 8 other fucking coworkers, and you think you're super paranoid about it, so you go around falsely accusing everybody who fucking looks at your wife or even fucking knows your wife. They don't even have to talk to her for 3 years, but, you know, as long as you know my wife, you must be talking to her. Go see somebody for that shit, because that came from the trauma that you went through with your ex, you know, and you need to heal from that shit. You don't bleed all over people that didn't cut you, and you don't falsely accuse people of shit that they didn't do. I'm not putting up with that bullshit from anybody. I don't care how much I care about them, how much I love them. If there's somebody I want to be with the rest of my life, I will not be with your ass as soon as you fucking lie about me. I don't like that shit. I said, that's it, dude. I said, that's why I stopped talking to you, and here you are still playing the fucking victim and acting like you should kill me for standing up for my fucking self. No, I'm not going to put up with that. Oh, well, yeah. No, that's bullshit. Own your fucking shit, man. Take accountability. That's the only way you're going to heal and you're going to fucking grow. Is say, I'm sorry, Sean. I did falsely accuse you because I'm paranoid about everybody because of the fact that half the people that I work with fucked my wife. I get it. But don't go accusing people of shit they didn't do. You know? Wake up, man. These are things you have to heal in you and have nothing to do with me. You know? So he's like, oh, that's too heavy. Oh, that's heavy shit you're saying. You know, I said, heavy shit, it's true shit. You know, I said, nobody grows unless they fucking take accountability, you know, so you need to grow up, man, and take accountability, and, you know, like, close the door on that shit for once and for all, you know, I mean, look, I could, you know, obviously, there's steps that you have to take, unfortunately, when you are in a relationship, when you have kids, it's harder because you got to deal with that ex of yours and the kids and the picking up the kids, the dropping off, the visitation, who's going to pay for the dentist bill, who's going to do this, you know, the whole fucking thing. So you're consistently in each other's life. And that's a work of art to try and detach from somebody that you have to be still attached to because you have kids with them. And I get it, you know what I mean? But look, with the bartender situation, that's it. You want space? I'm giving you all the space you need because I'm not coming back to the bar again. I love you. I do. You're the best person I thought I ever met, but maybe you're the worst person. I don't know, but it doesn't matter anymore because once you push me out of my life, and then you lie about me and anything beautiful that transpires between us, that's something really that, I got to step away from, And hey, can things be mended? Sure. Can people take accountability for their actions with each other or whatever and apologize and forgive and learn from it and grow from it and try and rebuild on a, better grounds or whatever the case may be? Yeah, people can do that, But I know my boundaries and I know what I won't accept from anybody anymore. And I don't care if I am alone. I won't do it anymore. No matter how much I love you, no matter how much I care about you, you're my fucking cousin, or whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't care what place you have in my life. You have no place in my life if you lie about me, unless you fucking make amends the right way. So quit acting like you're a fucking victim of your own circumstances with me, because it has nothing to do with me. So then he, he's like, oh, okay, yeah. But yeah, come on, man. Like, I'm so fucking over this bullshit. Like, everybody fucking gaslighting me and fucking lying about me and lying what transpired between us or what transpired between me and somebody else that didn't even happen and all that kind of shit. Like, really. That's why it's like, I'm in the zone to have a good time. It's all about me right now and what's good for me how, the fun that I want to have and the time that I have for myself, And, like, I'm going to probably be taking English horse riding lessons because I was doing it years ago, and I love horseback riding, and, like, I've done the whole cowboy thing because I lived that life for a while. So now I want to do something different, like, so I might, start up with horseback riding, English riding lessons or whatever. I love horses. I love being around horses. I'm more of a cowboy than an English rider, but I'll try it. I could do a few lessons and then be like, I already been here and everything, so let's advance this shit or I'm probably going to go home. Anyway, I'm home. I got to pick up my mail and then I'm going to rock and roll. I will, I got some new fans listening to my podcast. I will be smutty at times, like Gary has now admitted to the fact that his favorite meal is taco pie, because Debbie told me. People are definitely acknowledging that taco pie is one of the best meals you can eat, at least the guys are, and, I'm sure a bunch of lesbians are out there saying, I agree, totally agree to that fucking shit. But and then there's other things that I can talk about sexually that I've done that I probably won't talk about. I don't know. But I might. Fuck it. Like, so there's a lot of people that are open to it. I thought the whole fist fucking thing was going to shock the fuck out of people. But some people are like, interesting. And it's not, I don't know if you guys saw the TikTok video where the woman is riding a horse and then she flips over and her face is literally in the ass of the horse. And I forget his name is Jason Nutley or whatever, but he says, what is this, 50 Shades of Hay? And I can't get it out of my mind. 50 Shades of Hay. But anyway, you got to find that fucking video. It's fucking hilarious. Maybe I should get lessons on that. How do I ride with a horse and then flip over and have my ass up, my face in its ass while it's running around the arena. I don't know. Maybe I'll get that kind of lesson. I don't know. And hang on top of it. But anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one. I am going to take the fucking chill pill. All right, bye.